So in this works, I study the dynamics of the quantum entanglement. And first, I'd like to why we study the dynamics of the quantum entanglement. So entanglement entropy is a candidate of the entropy in non-equilibrium physics because of entanglement entropy can be defined in the non-equilibrium physics. And the LES-CFT correspondence, so entanglement in the CFT on the boundary is expected to be significantly related to the gravity in the bulk. And we expect that the dynamics of entanglement, such as the thermalization, is related to the dynamics of gravity, such as the black hole physics. So we expect it is important to study the dynamical property of entanglement. Then so we study the dynamical property of the entanglement entropy in the smooth quench. Oh, sorry. And this is the contents of my talk. So next, I'd like to explain our motivation briefly. And in this works, we study the time evolution of the entanglement entropy in the time-dependent Hamiltonian. And that Hamiltonian has a time-dependent mass profile. Then so I will discuss, I will explain the detail of mass profile in this section. After that, I will briefly explain the result in this project. And later, I will explain the detail of my computation and the result. Okay, so let me explain our motivation. So many researchers have been studying the dynamics of the quantum entanglement in the dynamical system. And one of the well-known results is in the sudden global quenches. In the sudden global quenches, parameters Hamiltonian suddenly change. And people defined in that setup just a change of entanglement entropy, which is defined by subtracting the entanglement entropy at a t from the entanglement entropy for initial state. And the change of the entanglement entropy at the late time is proportional to the volume of the subsystem. And this is similar to the usual thermal entropy. Then people so believe that the entanglement entropy has at the late time has a thermal entropy-like property. And in the sudden quenches, entanglement entropy at the late time is proportional to the volume of the subsystem. Then so subsystem is thermalized. And our question is as follows. So this is this unique behavior for sudden quenches or more general quenches, so entanglement entropy is proportional to the subsystem or not? This is our question. And we, more precisely, so what is our question is what is important when a subsystem is thermalized? This means that the entanglement, what is important when entanglement entropy proportional to the subsystem? And what creates a, and so when entanglement entropy proportional to the subsystem, so entangled particle plays an important role. Then so our question is what creates the entanglement particles? And our answer is the diverticity is important when entanglement entropy is proportional to the subsystem. Okay, let me explain our protocol. So we study the time evolution of the entanglement entropy in the two-dimensional time-dependent Hamiltonian. So this Hamiltonian has a mass, time-dependent mass. And in this case, we consider the two kinds of the time-dependent mass. One of them is a ECP type mass. In this, so this is similar to the global quenches. So very late time, very early time, mass slowly changes. So then, so in this region, quantity can be approximated by the can be computed by adiabatically. On the other hand, at a late time, mass asymptotically vanished. Then system crosses the critical point. Approaches the critical point asymptotically. On the other hand, in the CCB type mass, at the late time and the very early time, mass slowly changes, then quantity can be computed adiabatically. But around the t equals zero, mass vanishes, then so system across the critical point around the t equals zero. In this protocol, we study the time evolution of the entanglement entropy. And we have two parameters. One of them is the initial correlation length, and another one is the quench ratio, delta t. And if we consider the slow quenches, most of the time evolution is adiabatic. On the other hand, if this omega is much smaller than the one, is called the first quench limit. We take these two extreme limits and we compute the entanglement entropy. And we study the time evolution in these two limits and in this protocol. And one of our results is as follows. So we compute the entanglement time evolution of the entanglement entropy, and we found that entanglement entropy, change of the entanglement entropy at the late time is proportional to subsystem size in both protocol and both limit. So at the late time, entanglement entropy fitted by this function. And in the ECP case, this coefficient is set by initial correlation length in the first quench limit. So this means that the delta t over xi is much, much smaller than the one. But if we take the slow limit, this coefficient is given by the effective correlation length. So this effective correlation length is a scale, or length scale or energy scale when adiabaticity breaks down. On the other hand, even in the CCP case, this function fitted by this function, but in the CCP case, this coefficient depends on the omega in both limits. And this is a summary of one of the results. So in the ECP case, at the late time, change of the entanglement entropy fitted by this function. Scaling is determined by initial correlation length, and this coefficient C1 does not depend on the omega and other parameters. And in the slow limit, and change of the entanglement entropy at the late time is fitted by this function. But coefficient is different from this one. The coefficient is determined by the EKZ. EKZ is an energy scale when adiabaticity breaks down. And C2 does not depend on the omega. But in the CCP case, so this function fitted by this one, but this coefficient depends on the omega. And so C3, the behavior C3 is given by this. In the first limit, and if xi is constant and omega decrease, this C3, function C3 decrease. On the other hand, in the slow limit, if xi is constant but the omega is increased, this function decreases. And we found that this behavior is consistent with the number operator in the late time, as I explained later. And so we also interpret the time evolution in the slow ECP limit. So our question is, how is the subsystem summarized? And answer is the entangled particle created when the adiabaticity breaks down. So this is a potential for the ECP type mass. And the very early time, mass slowly changes, then so quantity can be computed adiabatically. On the other hand, around t equal tkz, this adiabaticity breaks down, and at a late time, time evolution is diabatic. And our result can be interpreted if entanglement particle are created at t equal, around t equal tkz, and it carries a quantum entanglement, then entanglement entropy proportional to the subsystem after the t equal tkz plus L over 2. Time evolution of the delta SAT in the slow limit in the ECP and the CCP is, can be interpreted the propagation of the entangled pair created at the t equal 0. And another interesting result is entanglement oscillation. So entanglement entropy is oscillate in the ECCP type mass. So this is a this panel for the entanglement time evolution of the entanglement entropy for first CCP type potential. And this is a time evolution for the slow CCP type mass. And we found that the periodicity at the late time, very late time, is given by the pi times xi. Xi is the initial correlation length. And this is related to the periodicity of the zero mode in this case. Then so this period, this oscillation is, comes from the oscillation of the zero mode, as explained later. And another point is that, so another interesting result is that time evolution is characterized by the t equal to xi kz or xi kz, because in this time evolution, after t equal to xi, entanglement entropy oscillate. And in the slow quench limit, after t equal to xi kz, time entanglement entropy is oscillated. So this time is determines the starting point of that oscillation. Okay, let me explain the detail of our computation. So we study the time evolution in the smooth quenches. Smooth quenches is more realistic, and the Hamiltonian is not changed suddenly, but changes smoothly. And we can excite the state slowly and fast. And this is a kind of generalization of sudden quenches. And so we study the time evolution of the entanglement entropy in the 2D time-dependent Hamiltonian. And so this time-dependent mass is given by the this one or this one. And this time-dependent protocol has two parameters. So we can tune these two parameters. Then so state are excited slowly or rapidly by choosing two parameters. And so we study the time evolution in the two-dimensional free scalar with a time-dependent mass. And we put our theory on the lattice, but we take the thermodynamic limit. This means that so lattice spacing is finite, but the number of the site and the total size is infinite. In this limit, we compute the time evolution of the entanglement entropy. And I would like to explain what we done by using the CCP type mass. So very early time, mass slowly changes. Then I assume that the initial state is given by the grand state for massive free scalar theory with mass m square. And so this protocol shows that very early time, mass slowly changes. Then observable can be computed adiabatically. But around the critical point, so this mass profile so drastically changes, then observable cannot be computed adiabatically. And we assume that the t equal minus tkz, this adiabaticity breaks down. And around the t equal tkz, this time evolution becomes adiabatic again. And this, next, I would like to why around the t equals minus t kz, adiabaticity breaks down. So we, here we consider two-point function x and p and d. X is a two-point function on the of the fundamental field, and the Pij is a two-point function that conjugate momentum for the fundamental field, and the Dij is an anti-commutator of the Pi and the P dot J. And in the adiabatic expansion, so two-point function is given by this. And roughly speaking, higher order has a higher derivative with respect to t. And we have a lambda criteria. So if this function is smaller than the one, adiabaticity holds. This means that we can neglect the higher order term. But so if this function is given by the order one, we cannot neglect the higher order, then so we need to take account the higher orders. So in this case, adiabaticity breaks down. And around the critical point, this quantity is given by the order one, then so adiabaticity breaks down, then so we cannot neglect the higher orders. And the time adiabaticity breaks down is called Keeble-Zurek time. And if this Keeble-Zurek time is so small, the most of the time evolution is adiabatic because the quantity can be computed adiabatically. More precisely, TKZ is smaller than the, much smaller than the quench ratio. This condition is same as this condition. And in this case, we can define the so two scale at when adiabaticity breaks down. So that scale is a Gzai-KZ. Gzai-KZ is the correlation length when adiabaticity breaks down. And this Gzai-KZ is same as a TKZ in this case. So the, in the slow quench regime, so Keeble-Zurek time is very small, then the almost time evolution is given by the adiabatic. And we also study time evolution of the entanglement entropy in the opposite limit. Opposite limit means that so omega is much, much smaller than the one. And in the so small slow limit, we can define the parameters. In the ECP, we can define the effective correlation length and the TKZ. In ECP, effective correlation length is given by the quench ratio. And the TKZ is given by the quench ratio times log omega. And in the CCP, this effective correlation length is same as the TKZ. And it is given by the square root of delta T times Gzai. And but in so this limit, we compute the entanglement entropy by using the correlator method. When we compute the entanglement entropy by using the correlator method, we need to put on the theory on the lattice. And the correlator method is as follows. This is a method to compute the delta SA by using the two-point function. And when we compute the entanglement entropy by using the correlator method, the system should be satisfied with the two conditions. One of them is the initial state is given by a Gaussian state. And the second one, the local quantity can be computed by the weak theorem. If the system satisfies two conditions, we can compute entanglement entropy by computing a two-point function. And so I would like to explain the correlator method. So here we assume that if initial state phi is given by the Gaussian state, this is assumption. And we also assume that the reduced density matrix is given by this. So this is similar to the thermal state. And BK is related with this AK in the Bogoliubov transformation. And here we assume that these two fundamental fields are included in the region A. Then, two-point function of the total reduced density matrix, total density matrix is same as the two-point function of the reduced density matrix. So this two-point function is related to this gamma k. Then so this two-point function is a function of the gamma k. On the other hand, this two-point function is just a usual two-point function. Then we can compute by using the EOM and so on. Then so we can determine that this gamma k by using the two-point function. After determining the gamma k, we can determine the reduced density matrix. And after determining the reduced density matrix, we can determine the entanglement entropy. So this gamma k is related to the two-point function, and this gamma k is related to the reduced density matrix. Then so entanglement entropy is determined by the two-point function. So and by using this method, entanglement entropy can be written by this one. So entanglement entropy is given by the summation of the entanglement entropy, which depends on the gamma k. And the gamma k is, can be determined systematically by determining the eigenvalue of this matrix. And this matrix is given by the gamma I times j times gamma. The gamma is the component of this matrix is given by the two-point function of the fundamental field. And the two-point function of the conjugate momentum of the fundamental field. And another one is a two-point function or anti-commutator of the fundamental field and conjugate momentum of the fundamental field. And this matrix depends on the subsystem size, because if subsystem size is given by the L, this matrix size is given by 2 by 2. So by computing this matrix, we can compute the entanglement entropy. Okay, let me explain the result in the ECP. First, I would like to explain the time evolution of the first ECP. This is a plot of the time evolution in the first ECP. So orange and green, pink, blue, purple, red curves correspond to L equal 2000 and 1000 and 500 and 100 and 10 and 5. So this time evolution is similar to the time evolution in the Sadon quenches. So this plot shows that if L is sufficiently larger than the initial correlation length, and the time is very sufficiently larger than the initial correlation length, but smaller than the half of the subsystem, delta SA does not depend on the subsystem size, and linearly increase with time. And in this regime, this change of the entanglement entropy fitted by this function. And the scaling is determined by the initial correlation lengths. On the other hand, if time is larger than the L, much larger than the L over 2, entanglement entropy is linearly increased with L. And this function is change of the entanglement entropy is fitted by this function. And this entanglement entropy is proportional to the subsystem, then so subsystem is summarized. And even at the late time, entanglement entropy slowly increases. So this result is slightly different from the result in the Cardi and Calabrese. And we can explain so I will explain the data. First, I explain the time evolution of the entanglement entropy. So ECP can be interpreted in terms of the modified quasi-particle picture. But before I explain the modified quasi-particle picture, I would like to explain the usual quasi-particle picture. So by using this, we can explain the time evolution of the entanglement entropy in the sudden quenches. In the sudden quenches, so time evolution of the entanglement entropy can be explained as follows. So in the sudden quenches, around the t equals zero, entangled quasi particles are created everywhere. And they propagate in the opposite direction with velocity v. And this entangled pair is constructed of the two particles like this. And if one of them is included in the region A, and another one is out of the region A, entangled pair can contribute the entanglement entropy. So in this picture, these two particles included in the, is in the region A, or is two particles is out of the region A, then so entanglement between them cannot contribute the entanglement entropy for subsystem A. On the other hand, in this picture, so one of them include is region A, and another one is out of the region A, then the entanglement between them can contribute the entanglement entropy for subsystem A. And so in this regime, so if T is smaller than the L over 2, but the T is larger than the 1 over M, the distance between the entangled particle is given by the 2 times V times T. Then, so the particle created at the boundary, at the T equals 0, is at the T x equals VT, or x equals minus L minus VT, at the T equals T. Then, the entangled pairs in the, this blue region can contribute entanglement entropy. And the size of this blue region is given by the, is proportional to the T. Then the number of the entangled pair can contribute the entanglement entropy is proportional to the T. So, entanglement entropy linearly grows with T in this region. But if T is greater than the L over 2V or equal to the L over 2V, the distance between the entangled particle is given by the subsystem size. Then, all entangled pair in the region A can contribute the entanglement entropy. Then the number of entangled pair which contribute the entanglement entropy is proportional to the subsystem size. Then so entanglement entropy proportional to the subsystem size. And so entanglement entropy in the so smooth quenches can be interpreted in terms of the quasi particles, which are a little bit modified. And that picture is so introduced by so the people in this paper and the people in this authors in this paper. So in that interpretation, we assume that as in the sudden quenches, around the T equals zero, quasi particles are created everywhere. But the speed is given by the group velocity. And here I assume that this velocity is defined around the T equals zero. This is the assumption. Then so we have the particles which has a different velocity. And the maximum velocity is given by the 1. So around the t equals L over 2, the size of a distance between them is given by the subsystem size. Then the time evolution around the t equals L over 2, time evolution of the delta SA changes. But we also have a slow mode. Slow mode is a zero mode or a large K mode. Large K mode means k equals pi or minus pi. So the velocity of this mode is very small. Then so the rate, at the rate time, they contribute the entanglement entropy. Then so this we expect that this behavior comes from the slow mode. But, so in this case, we put on the theory on the lattice. And these, so, and the mode for the k equal momentum equals pi or minus pi has suffered from the lattice effect. So they are non, they are so physical mode. This one mode is a physical mode. And unfortunately, in this works, we don't so determine that this behavior comes from the physical mode or not. Maybe so we use a different lattice or something, we can so find this behavior comes from the physical mode or not. And next, I'd like to explain the time evolution of the entanglement entropy in the slow ECP. This is a time plot of the time evolution. So orange curve, orange and gray and brown and green, pink, blue, purple corresponds to L equal 2,000, 1,800, and 600, and 500, 110. In this case, we found that if this time is smaller than the TKZ, plus L over 2, but TKZ is much, much greater than the 1 over EKZ. Delta SA does not depend on the subsystem size. And in this region, we can fit, the entanglement entropy can be fitted by this function. So this function is similar to the time evolution of the entanglement entropy in the first limit, but this scaling is determined by EKZ. And this time is shifted by the TKZ. And this time is time adiabaticity breaks down. And after T equal TKZ plus L over 2, delta SA depend on the subsystem size. And in that region, entanglement entropy can be fitted by this function. And this coefficient is determined the effective energy scale when adiabaticity breaks down. So this is a summary of the result in the first ECP type potential. And this result shows that if we assume that entangled particles are created at a T equal TKZ, we can explain this behavior in terms of the clutch particles. Then so we expect that the diabaticity plays an important role. Then entanglement entropy is proportional to the subsystem size. And the proportionality of the coefficient of the L and T is set by an initial correlation length xi in the first quench limit. On the other hand, this coefficient is determined the scale when adiabaticity breaks down in the slow limit. And we also studied time evolution of the entanglement entropy in the CCP. If we take the first, I would like to explain the time evolution of the entanglement entropy in the first quench limit. This is a plot of the entanglement entropy in the first quench limit. So orange, green, pink, blue, purple, and red curve for the L equal 2,000, 1,500, 110, and 5. This plot shows that if T is much, much greater than the initial correlation length, but smaller than the L over 2, delta SA does not depend on the L. So they are put on, is put on the same curves. But if T is much, much greater than the L over 2, entanglement entropy depends on the subsystem. And if we fix the time and you plot the dependence of the entanglement entropy, it fitted by this function. So this is proportional to the subsystem size. So we guess that the subsystem is summarized. But so behavior can be interpreted in terms of the entangled particles are created around the T equals zero, even in this case. But this coefficient is slightly different from the result in the ECP type. In this case, this coefficient is depend on the omega. And if xi fixed, And if omega decreases, this coefficient is decreased. So in the first quench limit, and if omega is very small, this contribution is very small. But small, yes. And in this case, delta SL is oscillating after t equal to xi. And so if you look at the rate time, this frequency determines the final mass. And that periodicity is given by the about the pi times xi. And even this behavior we can interpret in terms of the quasi-particles. Okay. In the ECP and at the rate time, the mass profile slowly changes, as in this figure. So then, so physical quantity can be computed by computed adiabatically. Then, so we assume that dispersion relation is given by this static one. So this dispersion relation is given by the final, depend on the final mass. Then, so in the rate time, and so as in the ECP, in the rate time, slow mode or zero mode contributes to delta SA. And if we so focus on the zero mode is given by this. And omega, for the zero mode, omega k is given by the so final mass. Then, so this periodicity is determined the final mass. And this periodicity is same as the periodicity of the delta SA. Then so we think that the frequency of the zero mode is same as the frequency of the delta SA. And that periodicity is given by the pi times xi. Another interesting result is that so entanglement entropy minimizes at t equal to xi. If we change the parameter xi, entanglement entropy minimizes around t equal to xi. And we look at the L dependence of the entanglement entropy at t equal to xi. This is a plot of the L dependence of the L dependence of the entanglement entropy at t equal to xi. This plot shows that around L equal to xi, entanglement entropy minimizes. But after L equal, if L is much greater, is greater than the, for xi, entanglement entropy becomes a constant. And so this behavior can be interpreted as follows. Initially, so time-dependent mass slowly change. Then so initially, so theory can be interpreted as a massive theory. Then we have an effective, we have an initial correlation length. And if we have a correlation length, and the subsystem size is as bigger than the correlation length, entanglement entropy becomes a constant. And that constant is given by this. So that constant only depends on the initial correlation length in the 2D massive theory. And in this case, entanglement entropy becomes a constant, then so we naively guess that we have an effective correlation length. Then so entanglement entropy is given by, we expect that entanglement entropy is given by this. So, and this effective, on the, by, so by the way, if we consider the entangled pair particle picture, naively entanglement entangled particle created at t equal zero. And then so at t equal to xi, the distance between the quasi particle is given by the for xi. So this for xi is related to the distance between the two quasi particles. Then so this effective so correlation length is related to the distance between the entangled pair. And delta SA is negative constant, then so this effective constant, effective correlation length is smaller than the initial correlation length. in this case. Then we also study the entanglement entropy in the slow limit. This is a plot of the time evolution of the entanglement entropy. So green, orange, black, blue, purple, and red corresponds to the L equals 3,000, 2,500, and 1,000, 500, 110. So this figure shows that, the plot shows that after t equals 2 xi, delta s starts to oscillate. So this behavior is similar to the time evolution of the entanglement entropy in the first CCP case. So this starting point is characterized by the correlation length in the theory we expect. And at the late time, periodicity of the delta SA is given by the periodicity of zero mode. And it is given by the pi over xi in both limit. And we also study the time L dependence of the delta SA at the t equal to xi kz. So this is a plot of the L dependence of the entanglement entropy. So red, blue, and green for the omega and xi equal 100, 100, and 100, 200, and 400, 200. And if L is much greater than the 6 times xi kz, entanglement entropy becomes a positive constant. And if you apply the same interpretation to this result, entanglement particle should be created around the t equal minus tkz. But so it is very natural because around the t minus tkz, adiabaticity breaks down. Then so we guess that the particle created. And the maximum velocity is given by the one, then so they propagate, and the distance between the two entangled particles at the t equal 2 xi kz is given by the 6 xi kz. Then this threshold related the distance between the quasi particles. And so in this case, entanglement entropy becomes a constant. So and then so we have an effective correlation. We guess that effective correlation length. And then so we guess that entanglement entropy is written by this. And in this case, this effective correlation length is larger than the initial correlation length. So this is a different from the result in the first quench limit in the CCP. Then we also study the time evolution, L dependence of the entanglement entropy at the late time in the CCP. So xi and t is given by this. And the left handed, this figure for the L dependence of the change of the entanglement entropy. And if change, and here we fix the xi and we change the quench ratio. And if quench ratio is increased, this slope becomes a flatten. And in this case, this delta SA is fitted by this function, and we plot the plot the omega dependence of this function, and that this figure shows that the omega dependence of this function, and this plot shows that if omega increases, this function becomes small. Then so this plot shows that in the large omega limit, if you fix the xi and omega increases, C3 decreases even in the limit. And we found that this behavior is consistent with the behavior of the number operator. In the first quench limit, fitting function is given by this. And in the slow limit, fitting function is given by this. And this coefficient shows that if xi is constant, but the omega decreases, this function decreases. On the other hand, we also compute the number operator. We compute n. N is a number operator per volume at the late time. And this is a plot of the number operator. If we increase, this plot is a number operator in the slow limit at a late time. This plot shows that if there, here we fix the xi, then so we, if we decrease the delta t, omega decrease. So if omega decrease, number operator is decrease. So this is consistent with this result. And we also study the time and so. In the slow limit, fitting function is given by this, and this fitting function, for this fitting function, if omega increase, but the xi is constant, this C3 decrease. And this is a number operator in the slow limit at the rest time. This so plot shows that if fix the xi, but the increase the delta t, number operator decrease, then so this plot is consistent with this result. Then so we so find that the behavior of the entanglement entropy at the late time is consistent with the behavior of the number operator at the late time. So the behavior of the entanglement entropy at the late time, or the dependence of the entanglement entropy at the late time, comes from the number behavior of the number operators at the late time. And I would like to summarize our result. So in this project, we study the time. We study what makes the entangled particles, and we found that the adiabaticity plays an important role. And we also study the scaling of the entanglement entropy, and we found that the scaling of the entanglement entropy depends on the scales when adiabaticity breaks down. And we also found the late time behavior depends on the slow mode or zero mode. And there are a few of the future direction. So in this case, so we consider the time-dependent mass, but we can find that so if we change the time-dependent mass to the periodic time-dependent mass, we can compute the entanglement entropy, a two-point function. And so in the 2D free fermion, we can use this potential. In the 2D free fermion, I think this potential is useful to characterize the topological order or something. But anyway, so thank you for your attention.
Not less than code being there.